This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. Allah the Almighty, He swears by so many things in this surah, Surah Al-Fajr. The first one, Allah says, and I swear by daybreak. وليال عشر, and I swear by the 10 nights, which are referring to these 10 blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah. And then he says, and I swear by the even and the odd, which many scholars say actually refers to the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, where this day is said to be the best day of all the 10 days, and it is the day of Arafah. And subhanAllah, for those people that didn't get to go on Hajj, I know many planned and intended, and yet they were not able to. And maybe we're watching the scenes of Hajj and the auspicious event that is taking place and thinking, subhanAllah, those people are so blessed. And that is true, they are blessed. But Allah has given us a way to also partake in that momentous occasion, and that is by allowing us special deeds that we can do on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. So my advice to myself and to all of you is think about how you can partake in Hajj through doing good deeds, such as what? Such as fasting on the day of the 9th, which is going to grant us expiation and forgiveness for our sins. But also, more than just fasting, in the day, find pockets of time that you can sit down, think about Allah the Almighty, think about your past, and repent to Allah from the things that we have done that we regret. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend some time reading Quran, maybe go to the masjid and spend some time making dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, inshallah, we will also be included in those that have been blessed in these special days. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum.